Welcome to episode 5 of the Rebel Within podcast. This episode is going to be titled Super Bowl Halftime Show. Now, I'm going to be straight up and forward and everything right before I get into what I want to talk about here. So I'm going to take just a brief moment or two of your time and just to let you know. This podcast is going to live, or this episode is going to live up to its name. When I say that it is no filters, unapologetic, and no bullshit, that's what you're going to get in this episode. I've been sort of kind of trying to hold back the first 4 episodes. So just some things I have to say today in this episode is going to warrant some of the language that I use. So if, you know, the bad language and everything is going to get to you or whatever, or some of the topics I talk about in here, this episode may not be for you. And I understand that, but I'm just letting you know up forward and up front about it. Also, this episode doesn't exactly have to do with the halftime show per se. Like, it's not a review or what I think of the show or anything like that. It has nothing to do with that. It's some controversial stuff that's going around about the halftime show and some of the stupidity that it has caused among people since the show happened. Now, I'm going to come up and I'm going to say this. I'm not like supporting the halftime show, or I'm not defending the halftime show, or I'm not, you know, talking bad about anybody or whatever. I'm just going to come out and say this. So, what's going on is there are some people out here who are suing the NFL, Pepsi, the FCA, and other, you know, whatever they can, because some people got horny by watching the halftime show, and therefore they're afraid that it was a sin, so it something to do with their souls, and now they're condemned to hell. Well, let me just, I'm not going to get into that section right this, that part right this minute. And I just want to let everybody know, too, that I'm not going to get all religious or anything in it. I might say a couple religious things in here that has to do, because some of these people are Christians who are talking about this. But the thing that I'm going to try to get to is, now, I'll admit, J-Lo and Shakira are two beautiful, sexy women who are, you know, wearing what they wore for the Super Bowl halftime show. You know, I can understand where some people might would get turned on about it. I understand that. I'm a guy. But here's the thing. Now, I'm a horny guy. I don't like, you know, I don't admit everything. But what I'm trying to say is I'm to the point in my life where I'm, you know, I'm so horny that I could have sex every day of the week, multiple times a day or whatever. And I just love sex, period. That's just how I look at it. And you're probably asking yourself, well, how does this tie into the Super Bowl halftime show? Well, what I'm trying to say is it would take more than that to get me horny at a halftime show. Okay, watching them women dance around and the outfits they were dancing around in, shaking their asses and all that, that didn't do anything for me. Plus, I didn't watch the halftime show anyway. I mean, I've seen clips of it and everything here and there. But I'm not a pop fan. I'm not a pop music fan. I never have been, never will be. I'm more of a heavy metal guy, a country guy. I listen to some classical music and stuff like that. Pop's just not my thing. Now, I don't have anything against J-Lo or Shakira. I think that's how you pronounce her name. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Now, I will say this. I don't keep up with J-Lo as a musician because, like I said, I'm not a pop person. Now, I've seen a few of her movies, and I've liked just about every movie I've seen of her, even Selena, even though it's based on the life of Selena, who was a crossover pop artist or whatever. It's still a good movie, even though I'm not a pop fan. What I'm getting at is this. People are mad because they got turned on at a halftime show that they didn't have to watch to begin with. Okay. I don't understand what suing all these people are going to do for you, because it's not like that money is going to buy your way into heaven. The only thing that gets you in heaven is your actions and what you do. You can only get yourself into hell, and you can only get yourself into heaven. No one can do it for you. So what is the point? Okay, what are you going to do? Live a paradise on earth because you know you're condemned to hell for all eternity? Well, I'm just going to say this right here. If Horny sends you to hell, then I guess I'm going to be driving that train right up to the damn station, full throttle, wide ass open. That's all I got to say about that. Probably along with some friends of mine. Okay. It's fucking stupid what the people are damn doing. You mean to fucking tell me that you can't control your own bodily actions, your own bodily functions, your own bodily feelings? What I mean by that is, I work with a lot of women at work. My department is probably 90-10 women. 90-10 to men, women. And a lot of them are beautiful and a lot of them are sexy. And if I didn't have any self-control, hell, I'd walk out the front door every day like I had Pinocchio's nose in my fucking pants. Right? I mean, the whole front end would just be like a fucking pup tent. No. It's because I can control it. All right. Now, the halftime show was what, like 15 minutes or some shit, maybe? I don't know, maybe a little bit longer, maybe a little bit less. You mean to tell me during that damn time that all across the United States, in the world, people who watch that show, you mean to tell me that their remote controls didn't work, that they couldn't change the channel? I mean, seriously. I mean, how hard is it to pick up the fucking remote and change the damn channel? Not hard at all. And even if you didn't want to change the channel because you're afraid you'd forget and come back and the Super Bowl was on and you was going to miss something, you know what the hell you could have done? You could have left the show on. You could have got the hell up, went in another room. You could have got on the internet, surfed something on the web, or could have got, you know, done something. You could have did something else for that short time that they were on stage playing. No. You sit there and chose to watch it. So you can't blame anybody but yourself. Stupidity is what it is. And if your clicker didn't work, hell, you could have got up and changed the damn channel. Or you could have got up and unplugged the damn thing. You didn't have to watch the Super Bowl halftime show. But because you chose to and you got horny, then maybe you don't need to be kind of watching that kind of stuff. If women turn you on that easy, I mean, what I'm saying is if you're aroused that easy, then I don't know what to fucking tell you. See, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're not beautiful women that are sexy that can't turn a man on. They can. But see, they don't do anything for me because my chances of being with J-Lo or Secure or anything like that sexually would be about as much chance as I've had of winning the fucking Mega Millions. Right? So, I mean, I don't get it, okay? Of course, I stay fucking horny anyway, so it ain't no big fucking deal. It's just stupid because what you're trying to say with this lawsuit is that you're too fucking ignorant, too stupid, and too lazy to get the hell up and change the fucking channel. Or you're too fucking lazy, or too stupid, or too fucking ignorant to get up and walk out of the damn room. I don't get that. I really don't. And see, another thing with this lawsuit is, it's also saying that you're too ignorant and too stupid to control your own actions. And you're not adult enough or whatever. And if that's the case, that kind of fucking scares me. It really does. So honestly, what the hell are you getting out of suing the NFL for anyway? The FCA, Pepsi, and all that. If you don't, here's my whole take on this. If you don't like those kind of shows, which I don't, because I'm not a pop music fan. The only way you're going to change that is stop watching the halftime shows. Stop supporting it. Maybe the NFL will change. Maybe they'll bring in a rock act or something like that. Maybe they'll do something different so you don't have to worry about that shit. But as long as people keep watching it, they're going to keep fucking doing it. And let me tell you something, that's just like those people that were at the stadium that night at the Super Bowl. That time, I don't hear anybody talk about, oh, I was glued to my seat, I couldn't get up and go. I had to watch the halftime show. I got turned on by Secure dancing. You could have got up, went to the concession stand, went to the bathroom. Let me tell you something. One of them stadiums, by the time you got up, went to the concession stand, went to the bathroom, maybe browsed by the merchandise counter or whatever, got back to your damn seat, the show would have been over any damn way. So, it's not like you had to sit there and watch it. You know, that's just like if a woman's standing in front of you naked, and she's not covering up anything. I mean, she's standing there, you can see vagina, titties, nipple, all that. And she's not trying to hide any of it. And you're standing there looking. Well, guess what? You don't have to look. You close your eyes. You can turn around, walk the other way, whatever. That's your choice. Just because she's standing there naked doesn't mean you have to look. You have control over your own actions. You have control over your own body. I'm sorry, but that is just fucking ridiculous. And you suing them for fucking what? What fuck's the money going to do for you? Right? And here's another fucking thing. If you love your wife or your girlfriend or your fiance, and you truly love them, and you're devoted to them, and you're loyal, supposed to be loyal to them, and all that. You wouldn't let another woman turn you on anyway. You wouldn't let that notion cross your mind. But apparently, some men just aren't strong-willed enough. So guess what? You're going to sue some fucking body because you got a hard on. Well, let me tell you something. That's fucking nothing, man. Shit. Like I said, I could fuck every day, multiple times a day. Hell, one of my exes, who's gonna remain nameless or whatever, when we first got together, that's all we did on my days off was have sex all fucking day long, 4 and 5, 6 times a day. That's all we did was have sex, because there was nothing else to fucking do. So, I mean, what's the big deal? And being horny is not a bad thing. Being horny is a good thing. Hell, it lets you know you're still alive in this shithole fucking world. Right? So, this lawsuit against the NFL, against Pepsi, against fucking the FCA, cable networks, all that shit, is retarded and ridiculous. I'm not defending the NFL, and I'm not defending cable or none of that stuff like that. I honestly believe that the NFL needs to get off their ass and have some halftime shows with different genres once in a while, maybe like a good rock act or a good country act or something like that. People get tired of seeing that same old shit. They act like that people only listen to pop music in this world. Well, guess what? They don't. They listen to other genres too. So, like I said, you didn't have to watch it. Hell, I didn't watch it. I barely watched any of the Super Bowl. I didn't really give a shit because my team wasn't in there. And like I said, what I've seen of the Super Bowl halftime show didn't do nothing for me. Oh, well. I mean, maybe I guess I'm different. But I just think it's fucked up. You know, it just shows you how lazy and how stupid fucking people are. I'm sorry, but if you can't change the channel on something you don't fucking want to watch, don't get mad at the network that's bringing it to you. Hell, there's a lot of shit on TV that I don't like to watch. Guess what? I hit the fucking button and the channel changes. That's how it fucking works. Well, I guess that's the end of my rant. I just wanted to say thank you to all those people out there who listen to my podcast and everything. I appreciate it. And I want to thank Ice Pets Queen, a.k.a. Patricia Compton, for letting me borrow some things from her or whatever. And check out her podcast. She has 3 different ones. Ice Pets Queen, Garth Lied podcast, where she tells all of Garth Brooks' lies. And she's got another one called the Mara Murray podcast, which is very interesting. You should check that out. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good day. And I will talk to you later. I don't know when the next episode will be, but hopefully, it'll be on something really good. All right, well, have a good day. Have a blessed day. And this is Wild Bill signing out of the Rebel Within podcast. Bye.